Lagos, Nigeria. Abuja, Port Harcourt. Kaduna. let me just go. Africa and the rest of the world. Good morning to you. Welcome. This is a station for the nation. Should I say the station for the world? It is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are broadcasting live from the heart of the city of Lagos, or should I say the heart of the African continent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, never alone, and I have the sweet pleasure to do this together with the most incredible slick voice on radio, the one that will keep you glued to your seat, close to your radio set, listening to the sounds that emanate from our vocal cord down to your eardrums, making sweet melody in your heart and leaving you in peace and harmony. I'm talking about the one and only Andrea Odobi. Take care.
Thank you very much. You made my head swim.
Those words are not just words. They're words of a statement of fact. Mm. Trust me.
Okay.
I know for sure.
Thank you.
Your laughter, it brings a lot of healing.
Thank you.
How are you today, Suhar?
I'm great. A little exhausted, but I'm great. I'm fine.
Yeah.
How are you too?
Beautiful. You know, the thing is, people won't understand, for those who know, you know, when I say those who know, they already know that, hey, why you guys acting like you didn't come from the same house? That, nah. We haven't had a conversation this morning, have we?
True, though.
Like no. We haven't. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken this morning,
so it's crazy. And
we have actually exchanged words.
Yeah.
Like, we have said one or two things to each other, but not like have a conversation, so to speak. How are you, though?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fresh.
Okay, that's a good thing. I mean, you're always beautiful.
It is, actually.
And I love the tie. You have a way of, you know, making this. You should probably teach people how to do it with this hair tie.
I mean, just the hair tie.
Sometimes it looks like it was made for your hair. Just
colors,
sits there.
Colors.
No, it's true.
Why are you doing this?
Anyway, so those who are wondering what I'm talking about, at 11 o'clock, we'll have a stream. We'll have a visual streaming of what's happening in the studio. So if you would like to join us and see what I'm talking about, see her beautiful face and the hair guy and how the smile, the dimple and everything that embodies this amazing personality called Andrea, you could join us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. But before then, we have our regulars on the show today, being a Tuesday, right?
That's right. Being a Tuesday, today's the 17th. Wow. Of August 2021. And today's Tuesday. Family Talk is live. We'll be having a part two of a conversation we started yesterday. But you know, the first hour is all about you. So you tell us how you're doing, what's happening around your area. And yeah, scream what's up, Lagos.
And we say cheers to life. Like we say cheers to life. That's celebrating life. That's what we do each and every morning. So Lagos, Nigeria. This is where our feel of Lagos commences.
Make believe life's la vida loca, yeah. I'll take you to Lagos.
set to have a rollicking time on radio as we take you across the city of Lagos. But there's something in my mind this morning that I'm going to start from, guys. So, this thing happened. You know, I grew up, I watched my dad and my mom, my stepdad. Because my dad, I don't know where he was when I was growing up. I don't know, but I don't hold it against him. It's okay. My stepdad was there to fill up. And I watched my stepdad, you know, some days when he is not in a good mood. Or perhaps my mom got him angry. One of the ways he would get my mom's attention to apologize was to, like, when the dish is food and they bring it to him and he's like, I'm not going to eat. He said, you know, I'm not eating. So why not? Okay. Say, I'm not eating. And my mom would have a very bad day, you know. She would try everything possible to try and get to talk to my stepdad to, you know, eat the food. Mm-hmm. It was so painful. She would almost be, you know, grounded for the day. And I saw that. I'm like, yeah, okay. I've learned something. So recently now. Let me tell you, recently. So I was unhappy with Andrea for something. And she had prepared this sumptuous, wonderful meal. And even for where I was, you know, it was tassasai. And I was like, in my mind, like, yo. Deep within me, I was like, this food, eh? But because I now remember that, okay, I was angry. I said, I'm angry. No, I'm not going to eat this food. Now, usually before she dishes, the difference is my mom at the time would dish and prepare the table and tell my dad, your food is ready. Mm-hmm. But, you know, usually, you know, sometimes you prepare it and I won't be ready to eat. So yeah. She and walked I up to me and, are you ready to eat? Last one. I was there grumbling. I was grumpy, I'm angry. Say, are you ready to eat twice? He didn't go more than twice.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not eating, I'm angry. He said, you're hungry, I'm not eating. This woman said, okay. Okay, what? She said, okay. I went to the kitchen. So she had dished hers. So initially she had like one or two meat and fish on it. She went back to the pot. She went back to that pot.
Please leave me alone, no.
She added extra meat and everything and made sure the food was ready. So, okay, since you're not eating, she now came beside me and ordered for malt. She sat beside me with the food. And I was there burning.
Oh, my goodness.
Expecting, you know, because I saw with my parents. I was expecting her to say, okay, honey.
I beg you and say,
oh, yeah,
okay.
Sorry. She said, She sat beside me, she was eating. Oh boy, I could not hold it. That was the most devastating day in my house, guys.
Are you for real?
I felt like grounds were open. I was burning. I can't do anything. Say me, I'm the one. She did not say a word. She just said, oh, you don't want to eat. For her mind, she was like, explain to me, what was it? No. This is unfair. I'm like, yo, so this doesn't work anymore. Oh, guys, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just her. Does that still work?
Well, you know, there are actually days where I later come to ask you, like, how, why didn't you eat now?
But that day you did not.
Because I know that your anger was baseless. You're not hungry. You're hungry, you eat.
Man, this is so unfair. So is that to say that things have changed or what? What's going on, guys? God. Man, do you still use that tactics of, you know, trying to get your woman, your woman's attention by saying, I'm not going to eat your food? Mm. Women, do you feel bad when your man denies to eat your food? Does it pain you? Some women will say, Andrea will say, okay, eat or no eat, I will eat my food. You know, but some women will be very, very devastated. They'll be like, why is he not eating now? All this stress and everything. But that was my own story, guys. I cannot forget. I'm happy I said it on radio today.
You know,
I don't hold it against you.
Let me address the matter. Let me address the matter before it talks about something else now.
Yeah.
Let me address the matter. So I think that particular day, your anger was baseless. So I felt, you was to come around. You'll come around. I can't bother myself because I was not the one who got you angry, you know. And then even if I was the one who got you angry, oh, you got angry. Okay, what am I saying? But anyway, though, what I'm trying to say is what you were getting angry about
was baseless, right?
Exactly. Wasn't something that
you could.
Yeah, I felt like you'll come around.
But does it feel? Does it hurt you normally? Apart from that day, would it hurt when I say I'm not going to eat?
Yeah, Yeah, there have been days that you say you don't want to eat now.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It touched me now. It's no way now. I can't put in that effort and then
you say we're not eat.
You say you're not going to eat.
Oh man, guys, have you ever experienced that kind of
and
thing?
And then it's gonna hurt me more if I was the one that, you know, got you angry.
Really?
And then
if you're feeling guilty.
If I'm feeling guilty, exactly. Yeah. And then also if, you know, it was an external factor.
Yeah.
And maybe you're down
emotionally,
exactly, and that could be a reason you refuse to eat. And then I talk to you, you know,
Or maybe there's anxiety.
Yeah,
or sometimes that could be a reason.
True that,
but not
true.
Be this mumu vexing.
Not be mumu vexing. Mumu vexing go to jail. Go to jail.
Lagos, Nigeria. As you call the radio station to give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood, and give us a report, more or less, of your lungu, remember to scream "What's up, Lagos!" Get excited about life, and thank you for making "What's Up, Lagos" your number one show within this time belt. Like, you get to listen all almost 500,000 of you that get to tune in each and every day on "What's Up, Lagos" with the techers, just to make sure that you can make us number one. We say gracias, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You made the show number one in Lagos. Yeah. Unarguably so. We say thank you. So let's get into the calls now. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you like to call
01465-7190.
Let's see who's first. You can send a WhatsApp message if you'd like to send a WhatsApp. Especially if you're a regular caller. You have been calling every day. We love you. We love you so much. But we always appreciate that you funky, you know. Just hold on for a second, and let's have some people who have been trying to call for weeks, for months, get through the line so that we can get more people to join the family right here on radio. Well, we have Joy calling us from Satellite Town, our first time, our first caller and a first timer. Oh boy. Hello, Joy. Good morning.
What's up, Chest Alive?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
I must confess, your program always makes my day, every blessed day.
Wow.
Like what Colin just said now, concerning getting your food. This happened one day with my husband. Just little issue to us. You now try to ask this. I look at him that day. Say, wow, this is something else. I said, okay, no problem. Since you don't want to eat, I'll pack my food in the kitchen. Make sure that I fill my stomach very, very well.
Oh my god.
Let's go to the parlor. Okay, let's eat now. He said, no, he's not gonna eat. Let me portray my tune in and apologize. Okay, and I said,
work anymore. Oh my. Well, thank you so much, Joy. The line wasn't very clear, but a face on the line calling from Jibu. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest Alive.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a first time caller in your show.
Really?
Yes. Welcome. Good to have you. How's Jibu this morning?
Jibu is fine.
Fantastic.
This matter, they talk,
Today
when I try, I'm hungry, sleepy. I'm still belly now,
this week. Oh, God.
My club, they play mad. They play my club, Chelsea.
Okay.
And my wife, they cook them. Now, of course, the mate I just use annoying. Whether my wife will beg me, so, you know, this. I call the phone there. As my wife cook finished, so boy, food all done, no shop. Now I beg, my club up for my bag. I say, what's a club where between lose, you don't want shop. Oh yeah, now go sleep. I go to go bed me.
What's
he been? I didn't look, eh? Oh, yeah. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 10. I go use them to the left seat. Since that, they're not the time again. If I didn't at the shop.
It's amazing, Ochoa. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Efe. I appreciate you. I mean, I love this pigeon. Anybody from where worry sharp? Worry pigeon can as it be. You understand? You get rid of him. Oh, boy. I need to go take some lessons. I would love to speak me some worry pigeon. You know? As it were. Thank you so much, Efe, for sharing your story. We're good to happy to hear that Jibo is cool and fine. Wherever you're listening to us from Lagos, Aja or any of those axes, so you're listening to us from Victoria Island or where? Ikeja. Alausa and its environs, La Capital, the capital of Lagos. We want to hear what the feel is like, the pulse is like from your personal observation.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I'm a first time caller.
Yay.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, great. Welcome.
I tried this sometime, like 3 years after I got married.
Okay.
My husband initially got to me.
Okay.
I'll cry, beg. The shakara will continue. Sometimes one day I told myself, when is this gonna end? The other day he came from work and I asked him for that. He wanted the shakara and all the begging. I just lock up. Looking around the house, came to the room. I guess was expecting me to beg and all that, but for till then he stopped it. Each time he's angry, just serving food. You need to the speed. You rush to the dining.
Oh my! So women used to do this thing deliberately, just like.
Vex
for what?
It's not like it's deliberate. It's just that we have woken up. Cannot use food as this thing anymore. No.
Now say angry now. But with your touch, you just need to be begged, you know, just massage that ego a bit. Make us feel like.
No. I can only encourage it if we need to go on a break. Welcome back, Lagos. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're hanging out with the techers, and this is What's Up, Lagos. How are you doing? What's going on around your area? And yes, you want to tell us? You want to tell us how you're doing? Hit us up 0700-993-993-993. Now, Collins just shared. You wanted to cast me now. You wanted to cast me, right? All right. Was that your plan?
Yeah, I mean the plan was just to share what was burning in my heart, and that's what I did.
Okay.
You know, how can I expect you to beg or just say something like, okay, sorry, you know? Anyways, I'm hearing a lot of people are in that table or have experienced that. I mean, it's a bad place to be.
WhatsApp messages.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to take this WhatsApp message. It says, so funny, Collins. I used to beg, but now with the high cost of food and there are hungry people out there, I don't beg it again. I chop my own, put his in the fridge and pretend to go to bed because I know he will be waiting for me to go asleep. He will quickly eat the food and eat. But the days I want to punish him, Momo, I will eat, sit down and begin watching my favorite TV show. Baba would just stay bone, but I know he wouldn't dare touch the food. Trying to prove true point. And yes, I don't beg for Momo vexing. This is coming from Mimi.
So you're saying our vex is Momo vexing?
No, there are times.
Mimi!
No, there are actually times where...
I marked you.
The what? the vexing
is mumu.
It's baseless. It's mumu vexing.
Just allow us do a mumu vexing for now.
But I mean, let's enjoy the moment. It don't expect us to beg.
All right. More messages coming in. 0700-993-993-993 for calls and 01465-7190 for calls as well. But that second line is for them ladies.
All right. Adeshino Ayotoimbo from Matogu says, what's up, Lagos? Collins, I still use that style, but it depends on the degree of anger.
All right.
This is how I apply it. If the anger is very high, I would ignore the food totally, then enter into the kitchen to cook mine. The fact is, I no go sleep hungry.
Hmm.
Oftentimes, it works, and the matter is settled at least.
Hmm.
At last. So, okay. Another here says, this is Damien from Ijesha says, my mom only cooks on Sundays, and the guy man cannot reject food where him use him money buy. Okay, my dad sells canteen dough. Oh, really?
Oh, great.
Felix here says, oh, you guys are doing a good job putting smiles in the faces of Nigerians.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Lagos, okay, Shola from Ijegu says, the techers, I don't joke with food while I'm angry. Oh, my wife don't tire because she have to cook while I'm angry or she is. Okay, I provide money for food while I no go chop because one of us is hungry. I beg, I must chop. Oh.
So some people do not mix food and anger.
Mm.
They are angry, not for food. They vex, not for food, right?
Exactly.
Anyways, 10:36. That's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's go back to the phone calls. Remember, for WhatsApp messages, 0809-597-5805.
Chest alive. Wow.
Hello. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Ooh la la. Line's not clear. Messing up. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Welcome.
Andrea, how was your mind?
I try. I'm doing great. How was yours, too?
Okay. Fine, lovely, bless God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to the matter on ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
So, there is this fresh food day. I went to take my bath. Back then, you worried.
All right.
So, and I saw these two men. Early morning, around 7 o'clock, both of them carry shit, sit down outside, bam. I was wondering what is going on. The next thing, I was just like, guys, if you like, they tell yourself you deserve for this woman. You know what happened last night? Say no. That's how I found the form to show. So I deserve. For my present, this woman put food for granted. I'm not going to eat until go call family people come. Then she carry the food, call the children, sit down, chop the food. I was like, what is going on? So I just quietly come outside. The other was like, me, I don't do that kind of thing again, no.
So I don't know the best which way food there.
Oh, no.
They just peacefully agreed that fight or no fight, I'm going to go chop.
Go chop,
oh. Or no quarrel. We go chop. This is what I got. This is the food here.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. Is it a class thing or what ways do you get to call your partner's attention to your anger? We may want it because sometimes we need. It's a tough place to be when you actually need apology or you need to be pampered or you need to be begged. You know, it's a place to be sometimes.
Oh, man.
David is on the line. Maybe David has an answer. Hi, David.
Yeah, good morning.
What's
good
up?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. It's live. You know, I love the conversation, today's conversation.
No,
yeah.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Nowadays, it's not the bego. I'm telling you, you don't hear the word with people, I'm telling you, you don't bear to me. You tell me, I'm the good people. If you don't finish first, make you come meet me for this.
That's
how you do. I'm telling you, if you're the hungry chop, I don't get time for your bed.
You know?
Oh, why?
Even the visitor finds you come, they go tell us, they go tell the visitor, say, if you don't receive your bed, so make my bed down. Make me chop.
Oh, God. All right.
So, it's better for me to use our special thing. That this is a good place for Twitter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Chess Alive. Thank you, David. And oh, he didn't tell us what's happening around Aja, but hey, he called in from Aja. David is saying vaccine is not where food is concerned. Eat first and
eat
then continue.
Your food.
But how do you eat with anger? Like how do you eat when you're angry?
You're not hungry, me.
No, you will eat.
Even if you're angry, eat the food.
Let's say you're hungry and then you're angry at the same time. All right? You're angry and you're hungry. Mm-hmm. And then you want to eat with anger. How do you eat with anger? Like
Man, you're not a food lover. If you're a food lover, at that moment, that point in time, the food becomes appealing. The food becomes your remedy.
That means you're not angry anymore.
That's it. Are you angry at the food or you're angry at the individual? I don't get it.
So if you're angry at the individual, anger is an emotion.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance eating food with that kind of, with the anger emotion? Is it possible?
Very possible.
So you'll be angry at it?
I don't like it.
It's wrong. It can't work, man.
It can. Well, that's why I said for you, you probably are not a food lover.
Guys.
If you're a food lover, you go eat that food. And the moment you taste the food,
the anger will move.
Three. Especially when the food is hitting the right spot.
Hmm.
You keep going. I forgive you, Sha. I forgive you. And you move on. You don't get it?
Oh my! I can't believe it.
It's just like when you're seeing a movie, and you know you were upset before you're seeing a program, or you're seeing a movie or a show or a TV show or something.
Or listening to the tickets.
Or listening to the tickets. Oh, that's good.
Yep.
You know, and then at the moment you're not angry anymore because you're enjoying what you're listening to, or you're enjoying what you're watching. You forget the anger, at least for that moment.
Okay. Let's hear more from Lagos, guys. We are talking about what's happening in your neighborhood. And I brought this my experience. I was angry at Ivex anyhow. And I decided to say I'm not going to eat. And Mama decided to pack out the food, make it double portion for herself. She ordered for malt. Sit down. Chop the matter. And cleared me that, well, you don't want to eat. Okay. We're hungry. We are ready. You eat.
Mm-hmm.
She led. And me, I was expecting her to beg me because I'd seen that with my parents, you know. My dad was angry and my mom was so cute, honey. Who deep is that? I took note of that. So when I grow up, when I get married, I'm going to try it. So I tried it. Sometimes it worked, but this day it didn't work, man. It did not work. She did not even pay attention to. Let's get back to the calls now and hear if you've had that experience as you tell us what's happening in your lungu.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
So, you guys are very amazing. I really love this topic this morning. Thanks for what you guys do. You guys smile and face of love and love of Nigeria.
Thank you.
So, quickly, back to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially, I tried it. You know,
you tried it.
Then we're still dating.
Okay.
So, she makes it for me. I was angry, like, this bitch. You know, she does not first somehow. Then later, when it just happened, I tried it. I'm already working. She left me alone. You know, I went to bed hungry that night.
How did you feel? Pride don't let you go say, okay, I want to eat now.
I felt bad actually, you know.
Mm.
I felt like, why would you want my baby?
Now, wow.
So, what I now do is I just ignore her. So, when I'm angry, I ignore her. And she doesn't like me, no, that's what I realized, that's what I did. So when I ignore her, then she asks me, what is it? Then we talk about it.
Alright.
So that's what I did.
No, you don't play with food anymore.
Why?
That's a rough play with food.
No.
But which one pains more? That means the silent treatment.
Yes, I think that for me, for other women, it might not work for them. But for me, I don't like the silent treatment because
some people are even looking for.
I feed all that energy of, you know, the excitement, the gist and all of that, and then when you're not, you know, keeping quiet, and it gets to me.
Silent treatment or straight answers.
Or straight answers.
We want to gists.
Yeah,
I know. I have the rules.
Have
them down.
It's okay.
I do not cast them on.
Nah.
More calls and messages are coming in.
Mm.
Oh boy.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
What's
up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Wow.
Good morning, Aja. Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Blessing.
Oh.
Welcome.
Blessing, welcome.
Okay. So, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right.
How is Ikorodu this morning?
It's fine. It's cool. I'm actually indoor because of my baby, so I don't go.
Ah, you have a baby.
Yeah. So about the topic. Mm-hmm. It happened recently because I'm breastfeeding.
Okay.
So I'm putting my baby on exclusive.
Okay.
And I don't often go because my baby is just 1 month.
Ah.
So it's my husband that do buy food stuff when he's coming back from work.
Mm.
So there was a particular time that I told him, okay, buy food because I'm hungry. I can't be breastfeeding a baby and I'm not eating. I was like, there's food at home. I said, how will I cook only rice? There's no meat, no fish, nothing. How will I cook? He said, there's food at home. So he was not angry now. You know, came by, bought the stove, I asked. So after I finished cooking, you know, I think this man eat. He said, no, I cannot eat. I should eat the whole food. I should keep the food. Whenever I want to eat, I can eat it. That is not eating. I was like, okay. Oh. I shall left him now. When I finished cooking, he said he wants to eat noodles. Now went and boil water. I took 2 cups of noodles. I didn't even know what happened. you know, off the gas again. You know, and he has already dished the rice. He went to the pally, was eating. I don't say he was eating food. He has already off. He opened the noodles pack and he was not eating rice. I was like, what happened? I did not even answer him. The next day, I told him, okay, so you left your fry to go and eat. But this morning, you know, you two noodles satisfied that you went to work this morning. Now you're not eating two noodles. No more. Kaiman just leave his ego down.
As in?
So you people... Just alive. Oh, man, a smile on one more person. Ike Chuku from Waterside, I guess. Water farm? Otter. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Who else? Collins, who the dog?
I don't know.
Comrade Koboko, Comrade Ike Chuku from Otter Farm.
Okay, welcome. How's Otter Farm this morning?
Andrea, my sister, Adobe, I'm greeting you.
I greet back,
Aro Chuku in Otter is greeting you.
I greet back,
You give me the land where you give me, where I don't see the amount they give me land.
I don't give you land, from Aro Chuku.
Okay, no be, okay, sorry. Welcome.
Anytime. Collins, listen to me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Anytime when me and my wife fight, emotional fight.
Okay.
Do you know that we may not talk, but anytime when you want to pay student school fees, you go write them. Anything where you need, you go write them.
Wow.
We may not talk for the next 1 year. We will not exchange, as in talk to each other.
Wow.
But we will write with the paper.
Ah. Uh-huh.
With the same base.
Wow.
But anytime when you know, say, consider hold on. So go we are light cars transparent.
Come on, be going.
So go we are transparent boss as
come on, be going.
I tell you, until I go back, now me the back amo. Because I married her when she was 22. After teaching her government and history when she was 15.
Wow.
Mr. Teacher.
We may not talk for 1 year, but we may do our things. Until I go back and say, nah, because you don't hold me well, make me step on her.
Go.
Morning radio, right?
I cannot believe that.
Mm.
Please close your ears. What is it?
WhatsApp. We have a lot of WhatsApp messages. So let's take one or two from there.
All right.
Let's see. I think I've taken Shola. Shola
right.
From, yeah. Okay, so let's take this one. It's coming from who now? Exter from Lekki says, good morning, Techers. Whenever my guy is angry, he will not eat my food. I will be so happy because I will eat double meat or fish that day. But something happened that made both of us change. He was angry and waited for me to cook so that he would know that I wanted to cook. Okay. After I finished and asked Oga, are you eating? He said no. And I went out to buy the same food I prepared. Oga started eating it in my presence. Vex one killed me that day. The worst word came out of my mouth that day. I started to cry. Apologize that he wanted to get back at me, and we promised never to do it to each other again.
That's good, man. Always talk it through. We have I don't want to keep Urubu on the line. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes, Collins.
Well, how's the cartoon, by the way?
From the cartoon, it's fine.
Great.
Fine.
Let's talk.
Yes, what you said concerning your stepmother, she took the right decision. Marriage
to beg
are collapsing.
Okay.
Because our wives the young women are not tolerant. They are not patient. Okay. And they don't understand their husbands.
All right.
So, this is, they are more or less selfish, and this is a kind of pride in them.
Okay. I see.
You see, in the olden days, our mothers, they are very quiet and understanding. In fact, they do things to please the husband.
Okay.
How can a woman keep his food on the table and the husband thinks I will not eat? And then she goes ahead and finish the meal. How will the man be happy? And then how will the marriage stay long? These are some of the cases, the forces that lead the marriages. So it's not something that we should applaud them. The husband is, I won't eat. You should in fact leave the food and come close to him.
And beg him.
Okay. Is there anything wrong? This one will apologize. This one will apologize.
All right.
Move on.
Okay. Thank you.
I pray God bless our marriage.
Amen. Thank you. Well, Edmund is on the line from Abeokuta as a first-time caller.
Hi, Edmund. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I love the discussion you are having this morning.
All right.
Like my kind of life I live. Like in my house, if I get to my house, sometimes my wife will not prepare food. And sometimes if she wants to prepare the food, she'll prepare the food with anger. Sometimes if it happens like that, I will not eat the food.
Okay.
And because I'm a transporter.
All right.
And by the time I get to the house very late and tired, you know, I'll tell her to prepare food. Or maybe sometimes I will even call her on phone that I'm coming, you know, prepare food for me. You believe that by the time I will get home, that's when she'll be preparing to cook food for me.
Wow.
So sometimes I will just say, forget about it.
Okay.
Or sometimes something will happen. I will tell her, to her own, she will not bother. If she's angry or she's not angry, or she will eat the food. But like my kind of person, I will not eat.
Wow.
I will leave the food. I'll look for an alternative.
Okay.
Just yesterday night, I got back home. Tired. There was stew that I cooked down. But I thought maybe there would be food for me to eat. So when I got to the kitchen, nothing. So I now sent my first son to go and get Indomie for me. So when he brought the Indomie, I was trying to cook the Indomie. She said she would cook the Indomie. Do you think that she cooked the Indomie for me? The Indomie was not, it was not done.
Wow.
It was half done. But I just decided that I have no option. That yes, and I have to eat it. But the conclusion of my discussion is this. If anyone married my kind of wife, I used to tell people, that is the truth. I cannot advise even my enemy to marry my wife. But I have no option again because we have issues.
Because
of the kind of life she lives. She doesn't care. She doesn't bother. Do you believe that? We are talking about a food issue now. But do you believe that for the past 2 months, we didn't have affairs, but we are sleeping in the same house?
Wow.
Even this morning, I asked her, I said, do you even concern of what I'm feeling?
You know what, Edmund? What I would ask you to do is probably, if you like us to, you know, put it on the radio, you could send us an email of your story, and then we could find, everything could be fixed, you know. There's nothing that is totally beyond repairs. You might just be connecting one or two dots here and there. And keep listening. Our topic in a matter of minutes, we'll also discuss something, I mean, you would have an expert online. Maybe we could just push that across to you. Really sad, man. Mm. Guys, you know, we'll pray, make an enemy, marry your wife.
Wow. That must be serious. Wow. If you want to send an email, it's familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. Familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. We're going to break. Stay with us. Righty, righty, welcome back. Welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea, Odwo B. Teke. And of course, Collins is right here with me.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
We have WhatsApp messages and we have to quickly take them. Let me see. This is coming from Cordis. Cordis here says, What's up, Lagos? Good morning, my lovely couple. No matter the quarrel, it gets why. Now, who gets strength? The Vex.
Mm-hmm.
Another here is saying, What's up, Lagos? I'm D from Abidjan. I've learned the hard way never to refuse eating because I'm angry. I just resort to a very awkward silence. Okay. Steve from Yaba says, Hello, the Techers. Nice job you're doing. Kudos. Since I learned that it doesn't work anymore, excited to be eating no matter how angry I am. After all, it's not the food I'm angry with. And I don't play with my stomach. Wives of this digital era don't wise up too much. And that's, I think also men of this digital era, they have also wisened up. Anyway, Victor from Lucky here says, I'm definitely with Collins on this one. When I'm angry, hunger disappears, at least for the night, and I'm not so into food. Well, congratulations to you. Let me see. This message here says, Good morning, the Techers. I also remember those days when my mother would cook and my father would refuse to eat. She will have to beg. I tried it with my wife and I noticed it's not working with this present generation. The only way I get her attention these days is once I am angry, I would not sleep in the bedroom. I don't mind sleeping on the chair. She would come and start begging me. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I see that. Austin from AJ City says, It doesn't work in my house, so... Samuel from Powerline Ijibo says, Good morning, the Techers. You guys are the best couple on radio because it's hard to see couples work on the same program on radio, but kudos to you, the Techers. Thank you. Thank you very much. And he says, Concerning the topic on hunger versus anger, I used to back out on the food and eat outside after enough begging from her. I will now decide to eat her food. For real? Well...
Yeah, that's if you go eat outside without prompt her to beg, on top begging. Now, wow. Oh, boy.
Okay, Track from Apapa here says, What's up, Lagos? Well, I, both of you are official radio clowns. Thanks for all the laugh you transmit. He says, For me, two conditions didn't make this anger, no food situation work. And he says, My wife and I grew up with a generation that watched our parents eat together from the same plate. I think that's another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do the couple still eat from the same plate? Does that still happen?
Is it necessary? It depends. Some people, is it good? Is it a must? Or is it a situation of you guys talk it through? Because some people, you get how they eat, you know?
I remember that happened with my mom and my dad. So they used to eat together. Let me give you some more juice. So they used to eat together.
Uh-huh.
And we enjoyed seeing them eat together.
Mm.
But all of a sudden, my dad stopped eating with my mom. And my mom too, you know, they both stopped eating in the same plate. And I asked my mom, why? He says, I don't mind your daddy. Your daddy said I used to pack food. He said he cannot eat. Anytime he's eating with me, he does not eat okay. You know?
Then you're packing food.
He's packing the food. So my dad likes to eat in tiny bits.
Okay.
While my mom likes to eat in chunks.
As an Englishman.
You know, as an Englishman.
Yeah.
You know, so that actually stopped them from eating together. But it's actually fun. It's beautiful. I and Collins eat together in the same plate.
Yeah, right? We do.
But not all the time, though.
Not all the time. So it's always beautiful. We eat more.
We eat more, and then
it's fun.
It's fun.
It's great.
Enough juice.
Sometimes I wait for you, like, come on, you know.
But I encourage it, though. If you have the chance to eat together as a couple, it's sweet. you enjoy.
You can't set to, you can't, someone you're fighting or you have resentment against, you can't eat together.
You can't eat together, yeah.
So that could be a way of dealing with resentment, right?
Mm, it's also a form of bonding as well. Yep. You bond while you're eating together.
But don't drop the spoon inside if you're eating. Or don't leave the spoon and go halfway.
I don't understand. Are you saying that again?
Share the fish. Share the fish nicely.
What are you trying to do?
And the meat. Choose one fish. Choose one fish. You get what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the challenges you encounter for those who are considering it together.
Why are you saying that?
I'm just saying, choose one. Don't start eating this one and move to this one. I mean, eat anyhow. Even though sometimes it's good.
I don't get it. If I want to eat fish, allow me to eat fish. If I want to eat the meat, if I want to eat the chicken.
Oh my.
Anyway, let's change. I mean, let me finish this message. Let me finish this message.
All right.
Okay, let me see. Where did I stop? Okay, so he says, so if I'm angry and choose not to eat by default, she doesn't eat, that's a cultural law. She just loses appetite. But now she's done. She don't sideline my anger mood small. If I'm angry, she go wait small, then just go serve herself for small sosa and free me. Second is anger not the past 5 minutes or it has to end that day. We must talk and end it somehow, Sha. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Anger shouldn't last.
It shouldn't.
Another person suggesting here says, also suggesting you should also discuss about men rejecting their wives' food because of one day of bad cooking. It's the most awful thing you can do to your wife.
You know, we've talked about that too.
Yeah.
It's men have to be. There's a lot to learn, man. Nobody should think that they have. And I'm just always trying to refer to what has happened in the past. Oh, our parents, this, that. Were you there? Were you there like there? You were there as a child. As an adult, there are things you used to perceive differently. Now that you've grown, you realize that nobody has to be, no as you see him as a child. That's what it be. So before we refer to the past, oh, our parents were this and that, remember, things have changed, lives have evolved. And I know maybe someone one of these days will talk about civilization and how it has affected us, whether it's positive or negative. Maybe just some one of these days. Anyways, it's 10 minutes past 11. A lot of messages yet to be taken.
A lot of messages.
But we need to go into our family talk part 2 today.
That's right.
But Adeleke is from Yanokpaja.
Mm-hmm.
But Adeleke, sir, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, Collins, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
How are you today?
Very fine.
Ay, ay, ay. Yay, yay. Please call back. Please do call back.
We appreciate. Okay. So it's time for the family talk, really. Let's get into it. Yesterday, we started the gist about infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
For those who would say that's big English, cheating in relationship and marriages. We're talking about cheating. But, you know, I don't know if we established what cheating entails generally yesterday. But from your perspective, I mean, some people will say, even if it's just thinking in your head,
that's cheating.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're talking about the very extreme... extreme level of cheating. Some people say, if you just look alone, look. Meanwhile, women will be pointing to you, see that lady's dress, I should look. So you're not saying I'm cheating. Just kidding, guys. But we're talking about extreme, all right? We asked you to share your experience, how you deal with it, because there are so many questions. Oh, why do people cheat? Who cheats more? No, all of that one is not what we're talking about.
Mm.
It's a fact that it is a practice in our society. In fact, statistics probably will tell you that maybe 9 out of 10 people actually engage in it. But we don't have those figures. But we're talking about the fact that people do engage in this. As a person, how do you deal with it? Or how are you prepared to deal with it? Is this something you are prepared to deal with if you haven't experienced it? Or when it happens to you, how do you deal with infidelity in a relationship, in marriage?
It's actually a very sensitive conversation.
Absolutely.
Because it has to do with not just the emotions. I mean, just for instance, right? Mm. You're in a marriage for maybe 5 to 6 years or 10 years or even less, mm-hmm. and you realize that your partner has been cheating on you or your partner cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
That moment, you just feel numb.
Hmm.
you just feel heartbroken.
That's right.
You just feel devastated. Like, this is a person that I, you know, trusted my life to. This is someone I, you know, give my all to. And all of a sudden, person is, you know, dividing that trust and love that we have for each other.
So dealing with that could be really tough.
It is traumatizing.
Well, we'll hear more from Lagosians today. Yesterday, we had a list of stories, and it looks like a lot of people are on the table. We just ask you, have you had that experience before? How did you deal with it?
Yeah.
Or are you having one now? How are you dealing with it? We heard of a woman yesterday who said that, look, what he did was, she knew all the side chicks.
Yeah.
And she even, one of them actually had to go to the other and say, this one, you're not talking about it at all. Please, I'm sorry, you, this was going on. She didn't do anything. She just told the husband and that, look, I know what you're doing. She said she left time
to speak.
He said he will laughs last, mm-hmm. laughs best. He will laughs last, laughs best. Yeah, she said that.
But how do you handle infidelity, though? How do you handle it? If you found out that your partner cheated on you,
mm-hmm.
how would you handle it?
Big question. Austin is calling from Aja. Let's hear from Austin as we proceed.
Hi, Collins.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I greet you all officially.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Andre, yeah. I greet you too.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This topic is so interesting.
Hmm.
Yes. In my part of this this very topic this morning, sometimes ladies or women in a marriage can make their husband to cheat.
Okay.
And then also their husbands also can as well make their wives to cheat.
Okay. How?
Okay. So, yeah, in my case, sometimes I'm not reporting myself, please.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes the woman is not doing it. She's not allowing you to have it.
Okay. Satisfactorily.
I mean, the site you want it.
Okay.
She's complaining of maybe pains or something.
Okay.
And then also the woman does not care about your feeling as a man. And then sometimes the woman will make you know that she doesn't care, even if you go out there and do whatever to with any other woman. She will make you feel she doesn't care about you as a husband.
Okay.
All right.
And then maybe when you try to speak to her that, look, you don't like the way all this is going, she doesn't care. She doesn't want to change. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I'm speaking from experience.
All right.
Yeah, so then sometimes the man will begin to think, let me get another wife.
Okay, but let's switch this a bit because we're talking about dealing with that situation. Let's flip the script a bit. How would you handle it if your partner cheated on you? Have you ever thought of that? How would you deal with that?
If my partner cheat on me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will let her go because I can't deal with it.
Wow.
And I've made my wife to know that okay, look, this is the kind of person I am. I cannot discuss it.
All right.
I hope the case is also yours in the sense that you cannot cheat on your wife.
That is what I'm saying. I cannot cheat on my wife. That is why I would try to discuss everything that will make me to go and cheat with her.
All right, Austin, well said. Thank you so much. John is calling from Alausa.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, my name is George.
Oh, George. Welcome, George.
Yeah. Lovely topic.
Thank you.
Actually, I lost my wife for months back.
Wow. So sorry for your loss.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So my wife has been so faithful. She has never cheated. And me too, I've been faithful to her.
Mm-hmm.
After she died too. But back to the question.
Mm-hmm.
If I found out that my so-called trusted wife cheated on me, it's only two things I'm going to do. I'm going to give her a very good slap first. Eh? to reboot herself. They will not sit down, not talk through.
Mm-hmm.
I look into her eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, I married you for this purpose. We will not talk through as like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her the language she will understand.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Talk to her like your brother, like your mother. Just talk with love and passion.
Mm-hmm.
Let her know the consequence of what she has done.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, we. No.
Okay.
The love was continuing.
Mm.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I had to laugh. Sorry. I know it's a serious matter, mm-hmm. but I had to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Say we learned him a solid slap mm-hmm. first
yeah.
to reset. I don't know how what to feel about that. But hey, guys, how would you deal with it? For some people, it's a deal breaker.
That's right.
Like that would be the end. Call their family. This is the end. For some people, they can talk it through. We are going to talk to an expert as we proceed. We'd have a very reverend, you know, clinical counselor join us as we proceed on the show today to hear from an expert's opinion, from experience, and also how to actually deal with it. But let's hear from you, Lagos.
Hello.
Hello.
Top of the day to you.
Holy man from Kalahari Desert.
Holy Adam.
You are really
a
Kalahari Desert man.
Is that on his
because his mouth is dry.
Like sand.
Like a sand in the desert.
God giving him that place to inherit and to develop.
To
in Kalahari Desert, God forbid. God forbid. I'm not.
The water from the desert.
Anyway,
God,
the God I trust.
Yeah, okay. What I want to ask you is, colleague, the owner of Mare Institution, the Almighty God, did he have a saying in what you are discussing? And if then he has a saying, is there no answer in the Bible? You say you are a Christian.
Mm.
So can you have to bring the knowledge of God into what you are saying?
Mm. Okay, so tell us.
Yes, in the book of 1 Corinthians,
mm-hmm.
chapter 5, verse 12 to 20 says, the body is not made for self, but for the Lord. And then in the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 14 to 16 says, marriage is made to bring forth holy children as regards to sexual intercourse unto the Lord.
Okay.
It is not made for Jingong. It is not made for Phoenix. It is not made for Casanova. So you should know the meaning of what is between your two legs, the purpose of it first and foremost.
All right. So let's.
When you have had your children, you can feel it of having sex.
All right. So if someone cheats on you, you're going to read the scripture to them, or how would you deal with that? How should someone deal with that? If your partner cheats,
eh? To a traditional man.
Okay, but if
I
someone...
I call it cheating. It is his right to go as many women as he can.
Mm.
And I'll do my best to exploit him financially.
Okay.
So that when I'm done with the public rag, I will go away.
Hmm. Okay.
And then in the Muslim law, man is expected to marry as many as he can, not for that cheating.
All right.
But as for the Christian, we are forbidden not to be a public rag in the hands of other women or men.
All right. Thank you so much. You made your point. We are talking infidelity, and that's what we're asking. How would you dealing with infidelity specifically?
Yeah.
Dealing with it. So it's not why do people do it? It's not a question
but,
of...
But sometimes that would most times come into the fore. Why on earth will someone cheat? What are the causes,
mm-hmm.
you know, of infidelity? Why would you think of it? Because, I mean, let's not take away the fact that sometimes incidents happen.
Yeah, situations.
Situations can go wrong.
Some could be setups.
You know? But at the end of the day, how do you deal with it after all the eventualities?
So the situation that led to that happening, does it have a role to play in how you deal with it?
Absolutely, I think so. That's when when you sit and you talk about it,
mm-hmm.
that would also help the other party to understand better what led to it. Is it that I'm not doing my part as mm-hmm. a partner to you? Is it that I'm not doing my part well enough to satisfy you and all of that? Yeah.
And so I would say, why didn't you have that conversation before deciding to
cheat. Yeah, and then you, I mean, then the other party would say, why?
Good. But yeah. There must be a conversation.
There must be a conversation.
Well, that reminds me of the last caller who said he was very light his lap before they talk. I can't forget that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
On WhatsApp, let's see. This is coming from Atiba from Yaba. Atiba from Yaba says, okay. I'll take your message from the top. The techers, my dear people, what's up, Lagos? Chest alive. Collins, not the try with that vexation again, or else hunger will beat you like small pickings. Shop first and every other thing follow. I love you guys. I can't trade you for anything. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And he says, here's my take on how to deal with infidelity / side chick and side man. Or side hen, if you like. I believe we should go back to the era of a man marrying more than one woman. Statistics say for now it is a man to at least five women. This might sound weird, but where do you want all the single ladies to go? Or who is going to help them out? Did they offend God?
Well, here's the point. Not every single lady wants to get married. And not every man even that you see wants to get married. So at the end of the day, if you go by statistics, at the end of the day, did you consider the hearts of those who have made up their mind not to get married? And those who, whether they choose to get married or not, circumstances will not allow them to get married. Not everyone will get married.
True.
So that also comes to play. But what do you think about allowing, if that were a law, they say every man now should get, you know, to deal with this cheating, it's enough, enough.
To marry like five women.
Yes. Would you advocate for women to be able to marry multiple polyandry, like we.
I don't know. I'm gonna say that. I don't know.
Oh my! Let's hear more from Lagosians as you proceed this morning, and I get set to talk to our special guest. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
It's morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. What's your name, please?
Can I ask anonymous?
All right, that's cool.
Go ahead.
It's fine. So, discussing how to deal with infidelity.
Yes.
But I think there is no how you can deal with.
Can you move away from your radio? Just turn it down, or
the radio is not on.
Great. Let's go ahead.
Okay. So there is no way to deal with infidelity without addressing the roots.
The roots. Okay.
And I remember they put off the radio totally. Is that my name? Did that? Is that fine now?
Yeah, it's
fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, so I also give an example. That's why I remain anonymous.
Okay.
Sometimes, like last week, around Thursday, a couple of us went into a house where she didn't want to cheat on his wife. He said he had a girlfriend, but he didn't want to cheat on his wife because he can't be around for like 3 months now. That is the girlfriend. She called him, like, he called us. The reason why I think I might cheat on you.
Wow.
I've been discussing this thing with you for about 3 years and you're not changing it.
Wow.
Everyone talks to the woman and she travels to change. Do you know the same what that man complained about? Sometimes because they are women that are kind of, I saw the woman doing it today. Like I'm going out now. So if that kind of man cheats woman, who is to be blamed?
Okay.
The route has been discussed, but the person involved is not ready to change.
All right.
All right, welcome back. 11:32 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos, where the tech is. And we're talking dealing with infidelity. We know that sometimes this eventualities happen, where that your partner cheated on you. It could be planned for or unplanned for. It could be habitual. However it is. We've heard stories of marriages who experienced such and they had to separate. They had to file for a divorce. Some people can't take it. Some people can handle it, while some can't handle it. But today we have an expert with us. The very, very, and our very own Dr. Tolu the Fixer. She's here with us and she's going to share with us some of these, so how to handle or how to deal with infidelity if your marriage is struggling with one at the moment, and possibly possible causes of infidelity in marriages or relationships in general.
Hello, Dr. Tolu. Good to have you. You're live on the Family Talk with the Techers. How are you doing this morning, Mom?
How am I doing? I'm happy.
Great.
Okay.
I'm awesome.
Okay.
And of course, I'm glad to be here with you.
We're glad to have you.
I love what you guys are doing. I've been listening to your show and I've been smiling on my way. I actually drove myself this morning.
Oh. Wow.
And I've been smiling on my way. Like, you know, I just noticed I was smiling. And I was like, oh, this is the way, I feel like this is the way people that are listening to you will be smiling. Uh-huh. So I think you guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you so
well
much.
Done,
thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. We can't wait to have you in the studio anyways, but let's hit the ground running. We have heard different stories. You know, one of the callers said that, look, we're talking about dealing with infidelity. And, of course, we'll go to the very basic issue of even the causes and all that. But one of the callers said something that cracked me up. I said, how would you deal with infidelity? He said the first thing he would do, he would land a solid slap. And then, you know, before you know, say, okay, let's talk. What happened? That got me laughing. And truly, it just dawned on me that, look, really, really, how do you really deal with infidelity? Let's start from there. First of all, what are those, from your experience, what are those common causes that push people outside there?
Okay, so I might not answer directly like that.
Okay.
I don't think there's any reason for cheating. People cheat because they want to. So there are triggers.
Okay.
There are triggers. There are, in fact, I would call it triggers. Things that make people, that could push people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, human beings have capacity to choose their reaction.
Okay.
So somebody could be pushing you, that could be triggered, and you could decide not to cheat.
Mm.
But I think for us as Africans, it's more like cheating it's like an automatic route to solving your issues.
Hmm.
You know, people don't think about how to resolve the problem. The first thing that comes to mind is, she
go outside.
She's not giving me what I want, then I have to cheat. He's not giving me what I want, then I have to cheat. So it shouldn't be. There are triggers. People are different.
Mm.
People might be behaving the way you do not like. They might be doing things that you do not like. But do you have the capacity? Do you know yourself enough to make up your mind to do what you want to do? Not because anybody is doing anything.
Mm.
So if you are in a committed relationship and you say, you know what, I'm committed to you, and this maybe marriage where you had vows, you know, so I can choose to be committed to my vow irrespective of whether you are committed to yours or not.
Hmm.
Right?
Yes,
so
right.
Cheating is a choice.
Wow.
As much as I understand that there are triggers,
but
people can choose not to cheat or not.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that it has a lot to do with the person's capacity.
Right.
Capacity to make a decision either to do it or not.
Right.
And I mean, if that's the case, that means a lot of people, I don't know, is it that they haven't come to a realization of the capacity to have to say no? Because we have a lot of people who are cheating. And then you say we all have the capacity to say no. So does it mean that there's work to be done in that regard?
So I will say that first, and I keep saying this because I think it's a societal problem. It's a cultural problem.
Okay.
It's a cultural problem. Now, I'm not saying the Westerners are not cheating, but you cannot compare it to Africans.
Hmm.
You know, we actually appeared, you know, holy, religious, and well-cultured, but in the real sense, that's not who we are.
Okay.
We are not like that. We are the one that cheats the most.
Hmm.
you know, you will think twice if you are dating a white lady. You're going to think twice before cheating on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you a scenario. I don't know. I don't want to lose my thoughts on the question, but let me give you a scenario.
Okay.
I had a client that she found out 2 years after their marriage. That they are not Nigerian, okay? She found out 2 years after their marriage that the husband cheated while they were dating. They dated for 7 years and they were in different countries. But 2 years after marriage, she found out that the guy cheated while they were dating and she filed for divorce.
Wow.
Even in my professional head, my African values was clashing in my session. Because inside my head, I was feeling, it's not that deep now. But you need to understand that the person you are dealing with knows her worth, know what it means to be committed in a relationship. But for a majority of us as Africans, we were not brought up like that. So bring it back to the question that Andrea was asking.
Yeah.
It's a personality issue. And personality, a majority of it also comes from upbringing, from our cultural values, from parenting. So a lot of people are getting married for the wrong reasons. So when you get married for the wrong reasons, how do you even, you don't even know yourself in the first place. You don't understand yourself. You don't know your personality. You don't know your worth. You don't even know why you are going into marriage. So it's so easy for the other person to offend you and you start reacting. You cannot take charge of your emotions. To answer the question, it is true. A lot of people don't even understand themselves. They don't know why they are getting married in the first place. Right.
Wow. Well, I mean, if you're just joining us, you are listening to The Family Talk with the Techers. We have Dr. Tolu the Fixer joining us via phone, and she's spitting fire as usual. We're talking about dealing with infidelity. You might want to stay tuned to your radio because you might be facing something that you need solution here. You might just come from the few thoughts that you will share on the program, especially from our guest. Ask this, you know, the basic question of dealing with a situation, you know. First of all, is there a way to prepare to deal with infidelity?
So, to answer that question, infidelity is like loss. It's like loss. And maybe loss of trust, but, you know, you can relate it to loss.
Okay.
And loss is universal,
okay,
but grief is unique. So people are going to react differently, and then you might not even know how you are going to react. So saying you might want to prepare your mind ahead might not even work.
True that.
You might not know how you are going to react.
Absolutely.
When the situation occurs.
Absolutely
right.
So how then can one, let's say, how do you go through the process? Okay, let me put it this way. Certainly you're saying that infidelity is a loss. So that means that in a relationship or in a marriage, as soon as that happens, can that relationship ever remain the same? Can it go back to the status, the original status of which it was before the cheating?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I will say it again that it's also difficult to say. It's difficult to say.
Wow.
Like I said, people are going to, in fact, the person might even think he will or she will be able to get over it. And they discover they couldn't.
That's right.
But personally, as a professional counselor, I do not believe there is any relationship or marriage that cannot be worked up.
Right.
As long as the two parties that are involved are willing to give it a try. You know, so if they can, like, okay, let's be committed. Let's see what we could do. Let's see if we can, you know, work on this. It can be worked on. I believe so. But there is still that part that anything can happen, really. Anything can happen. People can even be in the midst of therapy and say, you know what, I don't even want to continue.
To go ahead, right.
Yeah, so. I don't even want. I mean, I've been in a situation where the client is saying, I said, I don't want to. I don't want to save this. I don't want to save. And I'm like, I'm not even saying save. Can we try? She said, I do not want to try. I do not. Those are her words.
Wow.
I do not want to lift a finger.
Hmm.
And then she moved out. She rented an apartment. She said she paid for 2 years exactly, and she said after 2 years we can come back to the facility. But for now, I don't want to lift a finger.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this means, I mean, from all that you've said, it has, dealing with infidelity has a lot to do with the person's emotional capacity.
Right.
How that they can manage their emotions. And like you said, you never know how you're going to react until it happens.
Yeah.
Until it happens. So, just before you joined us, a caller called and mentioned that more or less like in his situation, his wife is somewhat refusing to pleasure him, so to speak. And that is causing some kind of rift between both of them. And he's saying, I don't want to cheat on my wife, but I am being starved. So in such a situation like that in marriages, how do you get to handle it in such a way that you don't find yourself cheating on your partner?
It's complicated.
I know.
You know, because, see, I think from my experience as a counselor, with the number of people I deal with on a daily basis, my clients, what I notice is, infidelity used to be a man thing before for Africans, especially for us as Nigerians.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why most men are cheating is because of sex. And the reason why most women, if they actually cheat, if they were cheating before, of course, maybe a few of them, usually might be because of emotional needs or financial needs.
That's right.
You know. But these days, you just notice that the tables are turning, or the table is turning. The women now are cheating for sexual satisfaction. And men are even looking for emotional security.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it's even difficult to now say this is the major reason why this one is cheating. Or things are really changing. But to answer the question, we know that men have to test their own, right?
Yeah.
And then they are going to desire sex more than women.
That's right.
And as much as a man is not an animal who cannot control his urges, which we also should understand that, notwithstanding, there is going to be pressure.
True.
There's going to be pressure. And when the man is pressured, these are the kind of triggers I was talking about.
That's earlier. Right.
Yeah. The possibility, you know, the thing is that, I mean, temptations that the man could have easily, you know, avoided might now be difficult, right? Even though the person knows himself, the personality is strong, it might be more difficult to cope at that stage, you know. So, it's complicated because if you trace it from experience, you notice that the reason why most women saying no is because they also have problems, starting with the way the man is handling it.
Okay.
So in resolving the sexual, if you now say, okay, give your husband what he wants, and the woman is also looking for something from that act, and she's not getting
it. True.
It might not be, that situation might not be resolved.
True. True.
Because she's also looking for something inside.
True.
So and unfortunately, most African women will not open up, especially when it comes to this act that we are talking about.
Yes.
They won't open up. So they will be reactive. So you see how complicated it could be.
That's right.
So the man does not even know why you are acting funny. The man just knows that you are denying him, and the man is being sad. You know.
Okay.
So it's kind of complicated, but the solution is, I normally say this. Any woman, if this is not professional talk, yeah, this particular statement, but I personally feel like any woman that denies her husband sex is a witch.
Really now?
Wow.
Yeah, so, but just by the way, for the truth of the matter, people have right to say yes or no,
oh, no.
Whether married or not. But notwithstanding, you are not alone in that relationship.
Yeah.
If there are problems that, you know, that are making you to feel the way you feel,
yeah,
or that are making you to, maybe you are not. Funny enough, women have new capacity to enjoy sex more than men. Mm-hmm. Sex alone or not. So if they are denying the man, then there is an underlying issue.
Okay. We're streaming live on on YouTube, and there are some comments coming in. Abraham from Sweden is saying, after discovering your partner cheated, is leaving the marriage the best option? He is asking that question.
So, for me, I don't have the best option.
Hmm.
Whatever works for you. So, there's no right or wrong. So you look at the whole scenario, you look at your situation, and look at what works for you.
Hmm.
But sincerely, personally speaking, I would feel like, why don't you try and resolve it? Maybe you can locate the triggers. If you locate the triggers, maybe you can resolve the issues, and then you can move on and handle things better. But I think people should actually search out for help.
Okay.
Before it gets to the infidelity stage.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I mean, let me quickly ask this question. For couples who probably they found out that their partners cheated, or their partner cheated on them, or they're actually in that phase of their relationship right now that a partner has cheated, right?
Yeah.
What would you advise? Are there step by step process to dealing with the situation? What would you advise the party who has cheated and the other who was cheated on?
Okay, so I could probably give one or two things that they could do.
Okay.
But that's on one side. Another side is the right thing to do is to seek for professional help. I don't think they can help themselves. I don't think so. That just look for a professional marriage counselor and resolve your issues. Because it could be deeper than you can imagine. That's on one side. But generally speaking, what could you do? If you have cheated, why did you cheat? Like I said, there's no good reason. But I actually think the first thing to do is to be remorseful for the person that cheated.
Yeah.
And that's even where the issue is. Like, if the person, imagine somebody feeling like, oh, I am justified for cheating on you. How do you even tell the person to be remorseful? You know, that's why it's difficult to give a step-by-step guide on how to deal with infidelity, because people are going to react differently.
True.
Because if I feel like, okay, I cheated, you deserve to be cheated on, I'm not going to be remorseful. Right? But no matter what, the person should be remorseful. That's the question. Like, okay, you are in a committed relationship. You are making another person to feel bad. If you have ever felt anything for that person, I think the right thing to do is just look at the way you are making the person to feel bad and be remorseful.
Okay.
And then secondly, try to have a conversation. Try to have a conversation. Genuine remorse, then have a conversation. In having the conversation, you could actually have it in a different way, not the way you used to do. Maybe sit in your room. You can actually maybe book a lunch date, you know, even if it doesn't have to be expensive or a 5-star restaurant. You can just take the person out, you know, just take the person out of their comfort zone and have the conversation. You can also write a letter of apology.
Okay.
You can write a letter of apology and tell the person how sorry you are.
Okay.
Infidelity could be very devastating.
Yes.
It could, I mean, you see, we try to normalize infidelity in this part of the world, but I tell you, I normally feel like, if this thing is so normal, how come all these people are reacting like this? Because I have never seen a client that is not reacting. Dealing with anxiety, overwhelming sadness, falling into depression, you know, all different kind of mental health issues as a result of infidelity. So it might not be as simple as you think.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back to you afterwards to wrap up this conversation, Dr. Tulu. Thank you so much. Let's be back with you shortly. Welcome back. We're live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's the Family Talk with the Techers wrapping up now. We have been talking with Dr. Tolu, a clinical counselor. She's many things in one, the fixer, many things in one. An amazing session so far. And we're wrapping up our talk on dealing with infidelity now. Well, Dr. Tolu, we have like 1 minute to be here more. And thank you for hanging out there. So regarding this topic, what will be your parting shot? And how can someone who wants to connect with you, maybe on social media or any other platform, how can they reach you? But first, let's wrap up with your concluding thoughts.
All right. Thank you so much. I just want people to understand that there are no reasons that are good enough for cheating. If you don't like what is going on in your relationship or in your marriage, try and look for a solution. Cheating will never be a solution. And I also encourage the listeners to cultivate the habit of talking to professional counselors. It's the right thing to do. All right. I could be reached on Dr. Tolu underscore the fixer or www.intimacyclinic.org.
Okay.
All right.
Can you take that again, please, for those who.
Dr. Tolu is a Dr. Tolu. Underscore the fixer.
Okay.
That's on social media.
Okay.
And then my website is www.intimacyclinic.org.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am. It's a
pleasure.
Thank you,
the techers. I enjoyed my time with you.
All
Thank
right.
you. Wow. Have a splendid day ahead. Well, that's it for the show today. That's it for our topic, the part two of dealing with infidelity. Hope you learned something.
I hope you did. But we have to go at this time. Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. Hope that it was a fun time hanging out with the techers. Join me on the sunny side. For now, we'll be stepping aside. My name is Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.